Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Z104. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
Don't forget, you can also hear all the old War of the Roses and phone scams and all that stuff by going on to Z104.com or get the Odyssey app.
And
listen to the podcasts up there as well. We welcome Andrea to the Z Morning Zoo. Hello?
It's Andrea.
Okay, good. Personally, I think Andrea sounds so pretentious. Don't you, Natalia?
Oh, God. Whatever. Knock it off.
All right, so Andrea, who are we putting to the test for you today?
My husband, Miguel.
All right. And why are we putting him to the test?
I've kind of suspected something for a while. He's just been really absent, I guess is the word. He's been going to the gym a lot more often. He'll, you know, stay later at work sometimes, and he never used to do that. And then on the weekends, he'll say something like, I'm going to go over to my friend Dan's house to help him work on his deck or, you know, things like that.
Help him work on his what?
Deck.
Oh.
His deck.
Oh.
He's building a deck in the backyard.
Oh, his deck. Okay, I thought you said something else. Okay, so, all right, so he's not around as much lately then.
Yeah, right, and I'm just starting to wonder why, you know? Like, you're busy all the time now. Like, are you actually, you know, going somewhere else?
Well, I do have a question. So when he's leaving the house, you know, to help this guy with the deck or whatever, is he dressed nice or is he like in sleppy clothes, like normal weekend casual clothes?
I mean, he's in normal clothes, but I don't know. I just feel like a deck is something you can finish in a couple weeks, you know?
Maybe. I mean, it depends how long this guy's been working on it. You know, if he's only doing it on the weekends, then it could take a while, especially if he had to do anything involving cement. And if he had to wait out the weather, that's another thing.
Well, Andrea, has he been acting any different towards you? Like, does he seem less interested lately?
Yeah, but that's been going on for a while, you know, and I just feel like he's hiding something.
Okay, well, right there, I mean, that's enough reason to put him to the test. So let's put him to the test with a little War of the Roses, okay? We'll give him the opportunity to send somebody some roses, and then we'll see who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And now, before we call him, I got to make sure you're okay with us putting all of this on the air.
Yeah, I'm sure. Darling at random.
Hello?
Morning, I'm calling to speak with Miguel, please.
This is Miguel.
Good morning, Miguel. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So listen, the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started a brand new promotion this year to reward our customers. And so every month we draw a bunch of names to win prizes. And this month you were one of our winners. So congratulations.
I was the winner?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Whoa. I can't even believe that. I don't think I've ever won like a contest.
This is sort of brand new. We just started it this year. So do you have a few minutes so I can tell you about the prize?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. So what we're doing every month is giving away different little prizes as a little token to say thank you. And this month, the prize is flowers. So you've won a beautiful bouquet of red roses. And I'm calling because a lot of the guys who won this prize, you know, didn't really want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or a girlfriend instead. So I'm happy to do that. Did you want us to send the flowers to you or did you want me to send them to your wife or girlfriend?
my wife or my girl. Well, what if I have both? I'm just kidding. Sure, we can send them to someone, I guess.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing I need is her name, first and last, so I can put it on the card.
Okay, yeah, her first name is Elena. Last name is... That's G-R-O-U-S-E.
Okay, and the flowers, they come with a card, so what message did you want me to put on the card for you?
No message.
No message?
Yeah, no message. Cool.
But then how's she going to know that they're from you, then?
She'll know.
Okay, so you don't want us to put your name on them or anything?
She'll know where they came from.
I have a question. Why is this woman getting flowers from you and not your wife?
What?
What he's asking, pendejo, is why you're sending me flowers to your friend's wife instead of your own wife. Is this what you've been doing on the weekends? Going over to work on Dan's new deck, or have you been working on his fucking wife?
No, that's it.
Holy crap. He's so busted. Yeah, you don't often hear somebody who can straight up, like, say, that guy's hiding something about, but man, that guy is hiding something.
But wait a minute, Andrea, the person that he mentioned, is that Dan's wife?
Uh-huh.
At least for now.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how she's going to feel when I get off the phone with you guys and give him a call.
Well, hold on. Who says you have to get off the phone with us? We can call him right now if
no,
you want.
No, Nick. Remember, we don't have his permission to go on the air. I'm sure he's probably not going to give it to us if we're about to tell him his wife is cheating or something.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm going to talk to him myself. I want him to hear from me.
Okay, well, will you let us know what happens after you talk to him?
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.